The hate towards Sada online is so exaggerated, and I just want to speak on that because the hate is just so... I mean, at this point, even in 2019, the hate is just ridiculous at this point. It's so accepted to hate Sada online. It's so accepted to bash it and criticize and talk down to the people, the fans who enjoy Sada online and treat people like they're lesser than you and... You know, all this kind of BS that people make up in their own minds to make themselves feel better at the expense of your own feelings or happiness. But the reason why Sword Art Online gets so much hate and why the hate is just exaggerated at this point is because people jump on the bandwagon. I mean, that's just it. People jump on the bandwagon. I've noticed some people say they hate Sword Art Online, and some of these people haven't even watched it, which surprises me. You know, you hate something but you haven't watched it. Well, that just means you're a sheep. And you're jumping on the bandwagon because it's cool to hate and saw that online. And 9 times out of 10, if you say you hate it, people support it. You know, people support the fact that you don't like it. So, I mean, that's just one aspect of seeing people say they hate saw that online and they haven't watched it. Some people just say it's the worst anime ever, even though they haven't even watched that many anime at all, whether it be 50 shows, 100 shows, usually much less, and they claim it's the worst. And then some people, you know, or some fans just, they do what's safe. And what I mean by that is, it's safe to go with the conventional opinion, or at least the outwardly loud conventional opinion. And that loud conventional opinion is, Sword Art Online is trash, Sword Art Online is, you know, it's overrated, whatever criticism people want to throw at it, that's the loud conventional opinion to follow. And as we know, in the society that we live in, when you follow conventional opinions, you will be safe. Nobody will criticize you because the minority who has an unconventional opinion or even a logical, objective opinion, the minority of those people, their voices don't get heard and it will always be shut out, at least to a degree, by the majority, aka conventional opinions. And it just goes to show to me how immature... emotionally immature, how small-minded and even toxic some fans can be in the anime community. You know, like the same fans that preach unity, the same fans that preach coming together, supporting one another, supporting the anime industry, pushing the anime industry, promoting the anime industry, the same fans that promote, you know, like just positivity in general, and then they'll turn around and say you're a loser, you're a piece of shit, you don't know what you're talking about, you're deluded, and just all this kind of stuff, just because you like an anime, aka Sword Art Online, the anime that everybody seems to bash and hate, even when they haven't watched it, or dug into the entire series, you know, just because it's cool. So, it's hypocrisy to me, but that's the main reason. It's just the fact that people jump on the bandwagon, decide with the popular opinion because that's safe. And also, it's just too popular for its own good at this point. I mean, with popularity comes hate. That's undeniable. Dragon Ball Z, Naruto, all this kind of anime get some level of hate, but it's balanced out by the immense amount of love, immense amount of support and whatever else. But saw that online for whatever reason. It's just become cool to downplay it and talk down on it and, you know, treat it like it doesn't matter. Even though Sword Art Online, in the past decade, is not just one of the most successful anime of all time and the most successful light novel of all time, but it's also the reason that the isekai genre has even reached, you know, where it's at right now. It's the reason that isekai genre has even gotten so far, has reached new heights. It's the reason why you have anime like Tensei Slime, The Rising of the Shield Hero, and all this kind of stuff. I mean, it's inspired and influenced more than most fans are willing to admit, with the millions of dollars that it's made, and consistently, by the way, you know, in the anime industry. That's really it. I just think the hate for Sword Art Online is exaggerated. It just needs to, I mean, at this point, it just needs to dial down. It's just stupid at this point. Even, you know, YouTubers, they criticize it and hate on it. They jump on a bandwagon because they know it's good for attention. It's good for clicks. It's good for views, and everybody's just going to jump on the bandwagon and agree with them, you know, sheepishly and everything else. And bloggers do the exact same thing. Even certain websites do the exact same thing. I mean, nobody's keeping it real. Nobody's saying how they really feel about certain shows. People are just jumping on the bandwagon because it's cool to, and nobody's really saying what they feel because they, you know, they're kissing ass and they don't want the backlash. That's just how I look at it. And that's actually what's going on. I've seen enough of it as it is being in the anime industry myself. But yeah, what are your thoughts? Is the hate towards Sword Art Online exaggerated? Why do you think it's exaggerated besides my points of jumping on the bandwagon and it being too popular? And of course, ego. We know ego is a part of it. What are your thoughts on that? You can tweet me at VOJ Ellis, and you can also find everything to do with anime motivation at Anime Motivate on any social network.